from the grave. So there is considered the master and his marcia. So once a Jewish, a droplet of Jewish is exuded from a grape, so the cluster of the grape becomes mukhtar kabutum. But the owl, the Jewish that is exuded from the owl leaves, is not marcia. So it will still not be mukhtar kabutum. So that's the reason as to why we have to be particular. When we harvest the grapes, so we have to make sure that we don't harvest it with vessels that are tamei, because then the juice will be matured and it will come in contact with the vessel. So to be covered tamei, it will be tamei. By owls it will not be mukshar anyway. So even when it comes in contact, when the owls will come in contact with the tomatic vessel, it will still not be tomatic. Okay. In respect of Yechmezakai, in respect of Yechanan, Shemeirei Yehoye Ben Yisrael. Shemeirei Yehoye Ben Yisrael. To the Hoye Yom Yimotim, Ache Heiro, Hoye Ben Yisrael.
With all the time.
But that was Muktach.
Muktach,
I am sure, I'm convinced. Now you see, Hillel, or Rebbe, did not stop talking to Yalat. Because Adatam didn't do any avere, he just wasn't as prudent in choosing the most refined expression. Because why? Kei mei, miski mitune is Rosh Hashanah Noki, Chas V'Sholem, is Yodin Noki. But in Beitz Chimbitare is more refined. It's the purest of the pure. But the other Talmud also used the pure expression. So he didn't chastise the other Talmud. He just did not show that ideal demeanor, you know, that Rabbi Yochanan showed, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai showed. But listen, like I said, now from this Gemara, we see, we can learn things at Haskell. We have to learn at Haskell. And those who are involved, who are educators, you know, should learn from this Gemara and from any other Gemara in this Haskell, how careful one should be in not mentioning something, even if it's not something dirty, but it's not the ideal thing, not to publicize it, not to publicize it. For example, here, so the Gemara mentions the name of the Talmud who showed ideal demeanor, who says, who used the most sublime expression. But the other one, doesn't say his name. And even the one who did the terrible thing, who deliberately, you know, used a vulgar expression. Somebody said, but he doesn't mention his name, because that would involve in himself a shnor. That's involved in himself a shnor. For example, let's say, in some schools, even the shivas, they have a method, and that is, that was conceived by the disciplinarians when, let's say, I know in New York, years ago, there was in high school, there were regents examination. So in some yeshivas, they used to post the marks of all the students on the bulletin board. Everybody should be able to see that this one got 100 and this one got 22. sie tauge hin, und schon sauren Stupidity, and I don't mind, Stupidity. It doesn't have any didactic purpose, it only has the purpose of embarrassing certain students, of instilling bitterness. You see here, the Gemara mentions two Talmidim, so one deliberately used a vulgar expression. The Gemara doesn't mention his name. And there in another story, where neither one used a vulgar expression, but one showed ideal approach in selecting pure language. So his name is mentioned. But the other one who did was not so selective, his name is not mentioned. Hanukotik Hanuk. Hadamaru Higiani Kipur. The Hadama Higiani Kizais. V'chadama higiani kiznov altoe v'ot kwa'chov u'motu b'yishemet k'shuv. So Rashi says, shemet k'shuv k'hone, cholo. V'on beikin namizdeach v'nailo lo'i teine shemet k'shuv elo'ine shechet p'shuv. What is my scotch in Beijing and Beijing, my love? So why was the Beijing king? After all, the fact that he did a Beijing in the Bishamigdosh, that was the best medium of proof that he had no soul. He had no soul. Why did he have to be Beijing king? It turned out that he did find him soul. But why did they decide to be Beit
Hakel? What was
the He was a cholo. Lo yitein shemet psu, Elohim shechet psu. What is shechet psu? Now let's see the Rashi. In Beit Kim, during the Yuchsin, the Solisho, the Beit Hakel Mairo, Yim Shini Dumis Beit Hakel Tzorok, Liz Nikhu Mairo Yimeno. כי בקיים אלוהים במנוחס, הרבה דם איסור ומביאהם, כן שהם ידעו כולם, הגיגוני שבהם אין מלחמת מכונס, or the special הלוחם. It's important to know that a king is not made a בכולם, let's say so, you don't give him the Machnit Machnit Skume. Even if he doesn't have a Dino of Nakhias, let's say he's a Nishin, he's a novice. He doesn't have a Dino of Numa. But if he's not mining in the Dino Kone, so then you cannot be kind of mitzvah, let's say, of giving him to Hamish Kham, Hamish Oshkolin for Pinabet. When somebody has to give Hamish or Shkol to a Kehen, he cannot be the kind of mitzvah if he gives it to a Kehen who is not a man. Even if he's a Knishin Ishbo, he doesn't have the deed of an Akadeus. Because of his special aloha. His special aloha. Avid Amusul Mihayim Kehishin, Mikulon, Avid Gudeshavahem, and Lechelek Bikiruna. Now, the question is, here he was not made it. So, ומוצא בי שמץ פשור. אלוהים משכת פשור. סובן זרש עשי שכת פשור. נדבר כי מוזרת קירס, הוא עצמי הוא יוגס, הוא אחום בזה קודש שמיים, ואימרו משמי. סופן דיסרש עם סי דת. Maybe it doesn't mean just maybe that he shouldn't be a king. Even if he is man, but if he has an attitude of contempt towards coaching, so he's considered an enemy. Even if he is man, does it say, does Rashi say that he was a king here? No. Shechet Pshut. He had a good attitude towards Kodesh Shamayim. He was mubazit. He wasn't really covered in Kochi. So he has a deen of enemy. If somebody is mubazit Kochi, so he has a deen of enemy with him, even if he is not king. Now, Rashi doesn't, Moghe doesn't say it. He wasn't Mubazir. There are many ways how he can be Mubazir. His whole attitude was one of contempt.
He didn't think that it was that necessary.
Because he was a good person in the case.
Oh,
before he said that, another parrot on the Kashi. Why was the baby kept all waiting and bear with my law? Shana Osam, he knew the Aranachi, because there was a big lesson. The fact that he used such unrefined language in respect to Kochi, so that created a doubt, maybe we need to be okay.
Did he find the Shabbat Sposim, all three of them?
What do you
all three of these, there were three Kohanim.
Three Kohanim.
And he found the Shabbat Sposim, all of them?
The woman used the expressions, not all three.
Oh, no. That was rude.
Rude, yeah. Now the tasteless. The tasteless. Shall be that called that you know without. Shall be that called Merkas. Merkas for me, shall be really Shabbat. In the year the Merkab in Tom Kibbutz Gold, the Muchab Zerasker, who preached, remember before the summer vacation meetings, who preached in Zerasker, he asked the Kosher of me, he had come out with the Misha called Misha, in the Kuna, in Uke. What is Merkab? The Uke, the rains. Let's say when Izad sits on the Hameya, and So the saddle upon which is absent decimation. But the rains to which the
saddle upon is a saddle upon.
Yes. So the rains, so that is matter. So there is a difference in between the status of matter and the status of nation. The Torah says, we learn it in this cushion. That Megillah the Merkab does not require Kibbutz Godim. Megillah the Meishah Hazav requires Kibbutz Godim. So the Godim become Tome. The Ashti Kosher Levi, the Hilch Koma the Meishah called Meishah, in Hotzlina at Ruke, she Meishah the Merkab, at the Isho, Shina Akosot, which is Meishah, the Dabel Lerchkove, so then he put meaning of Chassid Sholem that we change the aloha. Chassid Sholem, to become on Mishane. I mean, anything that is necessary to describe accurately a fact or anything, so of course is there a comment. What's the Shaya to say? So, to become on Mishane, 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 the Gamle, Uthel, our Mishane is a double Mashu. In this day they are coming. That would be inconceivable. The nearer the day, the other ובאיש שקורא מישר, מריבוי דקור, דמישה. ואוכל ניסה ותרסקי אני, אשר איש הרחוב. זאת אומרת, קשבוס, ונתור סרס, אשר איש הרחוב, ותור הרוץ לזכוס בדין עוד מישר, נגב מעקר, נגב מעקר, so that's why the Torah says this and so on. So Mishmi Hoch and Rish Hoch and Rish. And we should call him Rish Hoch and Rish Hoch and Rish Hoch and Rish Hoch. Doch is it to ask him, Mashiach and Rish Hoch and Rish Hoch. Ze Rish Hoch. Kli Asher and Rish Hoch and Rish Hoch. Kli Ze Meag. So we might not have Kosem and Sabah and Rish Hoch and Rish Hoch. Shall we Kosem and Behedi and Kli Nisa. The Torah could have said, Va'amakad Asher and Rish Hoch. והמישה כאשר יישב בסלום, and he says, and Torah didn't express it explicitly, but just to a rigur, clean, so that teaches the lesson to the midabri of the Rosh Hashanah. Kolichel Chagomim, וכך חוק מחוץ לימים שהיו הניסת עולם לשם יציאות ואי כאילו כמי חתאי זה אפילו איך הדחי אדומים הוא נראה אצלו את רשי נעד לי כמיינים but what I said in רשי is two of the instances there are two separate categories and the only thing is that whereas רמיינה assumes that the form of the Torah so Meir was the Rosh Hashanah in Kiyo, so Rashi takes a soul. Even the format of Torah, Meir was not the Rosh Hashanah in Kiyo, but was not the purest expression. So the Meir, if it was not the purest, but it was pure even the format of Torah, so on the contrary, if it is shorter, it should be used. So the Torah had to tell us once, in order to teach it to us. The Chemistry, Fim Tim Aruch Kutnam Eish Hebez, Vein Meri Otsu Yechosea, Vein Meri Lomotsu Nichtat Eish Hebez. Yechol Heich Adi Kosat Yeish Yedroi Bov, Otsu Yidroshe, Kedar Shimon, Vileit Yeish Yoshad Vishar Zdei, Eish Ayin No Shein. What the stasis tells us in Kuala Bibu. In other words, Yeish Yeish Hebez, can be used to literally say, and sometimes it is not used literally. For example, the late Yeshi Bishar's day, the moon that he was sitting on a chair, maybe he was studying that kind of late. It means Yeshi, so he said again, you know the shaking.
He was presiding.
He was presiding. So Yeshi was used not in a literal sense, nor in a metaphorical sense, not in the sense of sitting, physically sitting, but it means leadership. It was desire. So Taisa says that when Yeshi is in Olam, then it means literal. When Yeshi is a Chosera, so it's not used, it doesn't mean ritual. It means something. In Iski Mitare, the forest, now so here the Torah couldn't have said, he couldn't have written Yeshebes Chosah, because then it couldn't have meant literally in the sense of sitting, physical possession of sitting. And here the Torah meant here means the physical position, so not in the sense of leadership, so maybe the Torah couldn't, so Yosheves, you know, the hospital. It means Kintar. It means Kintar, the Torah Shabbat, and they say, ותאיני בקציר, אני פרק כמה תשעה בזו שעה יכולים להוסיק בשם המבצרים ומקופו מלחפס. So then some juice would be extruded from the grapes, and that is Michalei, so that is Machshia. Vayiname pomchon menoch l'karmel, v'reyeshko shepikosich v'imzalt v'agave anodim, v'shatsir adan mashke v'peyach aleyen, v'zeisim n'rogu aske, ishim mashke, v'inchoshif v'inkom ha'osom n'reitz v'giyumos, v'meyitz nat Machshia, v'kabol astumen. Shemes psum kresh ha'mechamayel, v'var adil k'chodim, k'lechzim, v'ishim tzod v'komeyem, ופוסולי קונק איתם מסכת נוחס כי אני ששימשו ביסחוני ולשמש במילוש
ביסחוני
ביסחוני so she, that was Shimon HaTzadik's son so he went to Judy, Egypt he had entitled his brother they had comforted his brother who should become King God so he went to Egypt and there he built a sanctuary in Migdosh in Alexandria and that is called Beis Chonio so of course it wasn't so Gemara says that Beis Chonio was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it wasn't the Abizor shouldn't think of Abizor but it was Beisa anyway
it's a promise
because you're not allowed to be Makat Kobones in any place other than the Haram Ari of the sea, in the Azor. So, the Alochi is that if any king participated in the Abed in Beis Chonio, in that sanctuary in Alexander Yeshua Mitzrayim, so he becomes disqualified from doing the Abed in Beis Hamidosh. Allah has come to Hamo, needless to mention, that if a king has shown it was in the Abizor, participated in Abed Zohar, so even when he does Tshuva, he is disqualified from doing the Abed. So that Rashi says, Shemesh Psul means Chlovis. Rabbi Nachmanon says, Shemesh Psul doesn't mean Chlovis. It means Abed Zohar. Being talking about the Barachir appears to Abed Zohar. Shemesh Psul, Yahu, Kehani, Abomis, El Mizdach Hashem. So you see, Dabar Acher in the Morah and in the Shem is used as a euphemistic expression. Sometimes Dabar Acher is a euphemism for a Chaza, and sometimes Dabar Acher is a euphemism for Abed Zohar. Gimel, Ahu Aramoye. דאבסאו כי אוכל צוחים ירושלים. Good! So, he went to ירושלים, he disguised himself as a Jew, and he went to become Pesach. He deceived them. On Aksi, then he boasted. Kol benelcha ומי יחובה. Kol אוכל יחובה. Now he was a Goy, so he was benelcha. And our green available. So, and no, so it was also to give him of the common Pesach. And still he managed to eat of the common Pesach. So he boasted before the Jews. But no, Hokachilne Mishufre Shufre. The best. Omalei, so he mentioned it to the Buddha Messiah. Yudhim Seirah lived in Tzili. It was the distance from Yehoshua. Omale Yudhim Seirah, Niko Sopal, he wanted to trap him. Niko Sopal in the Hayek. So, he did give you from the back part, that's the zone of part. Now, of course, there is no Hayek. So, there is no Aliyah.
By calling by Sarah, no Aliyah. No, there's no Aliyah because you're not too young.
On my way, look. She salvages for her son. Even who suffer in Aliyah. She's so weak. So that was a way to trap him, you know. He set up a trap for him, you know. So he saw being exotic when he came to this Amidosh. So he complied with the advice given by the Rebbe Seyler, that was the way to travel. So Marisfully, give me a diet. Omulay, I mean Gabir Salke, what are you talking about? I mean that it's a Gabir Salke, it's nothing. Omulay, Manamalchokhet. So they understood that this, that somebody advised him to demand a diet. So, Manamalchokhet, who told you to demand the diet? Pa, Omulay, the Gabirim Seyre. Omulo, my Heidi, come on. What is it? Because the Seyre wouldn't do it just like that. He wouldn't do it just like that.
What's that?
God could have said, the Ashkechu, the Aranoyehu, the Kotlo.
Killed like it.
So they killed him. Now the question is, why did they kill him? Why? Because all the Nechal Yechal Yechal, so that's a Nisa and the Jews. Not to give it go of the conversation, but it's not one of the Zionists in the Neyak. It's not
he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he did something wrong, but it's not one of the Zionists in the Neyak. The Isa of Kol Necha Yechol Dei and Kol Ohr Yechol Dei, Kol Necha Yechol Dei is an Isa and the Jew who is Macher to God. So he's an Isa incumbent upon the Jew who is himself and all. But every goy is an Oro, but it's not one of the Zion mitzvahs Neneach. So why did he get missing? So the Samu say, and that's a very simple text, because Pesach, so it's Nechol Neneach. So in other words, so in order to be able to eat of the Kol Pesach, he had to be Nine. What does Nine mean? Means he had to come to the Samidosh and make reservations on a certain Kol Pesach. That's what Nine means. Pesach is Nechol Neneach. In other words, one cannot just come in Pesach night, you see, and eat of the Kol Pesach. It's not like Halakot. I like Halakotchen Kaur. So he doesn't have to have had reservations. But Kol Pesach, he can only eat if he was needed before Pesach, and in particular.
I know. It's called a date,
So he disguised himself as a Jew, so he told them an untrue story, he was Jewish, and he wanted to make reservations for the Kol Pesach. So in other words, whatever he ate of the Kol Pesach was dog meat. And Gezel is one of the Zionists in the Neyak. So Mele was Chayimis. Now the question is, all right, in the Neyak, is Chayimis, but it's not mentioned that the Sanhedrin, the Baal Sheni, that they were particular to execute every goy who stole. On the contrary, you see, the Rambam says that the reason is why Shimon Levi, killed all the male inhabitants of Shechem, because Shechem Gazaldine, he raped her, so he was either on Gezel. Raping comes within the Israel of Gezel also. Some male, even raping the Pnuye, so comes within Sardinus Hayanise, and the older residents of Shem didn't prosecute. So the Ramban is the Kashe.
And the Rambam.
So the Rambam says, so they were the Ramdim. So mayor they were Chayimis. So the Ramban is the Kashe and the Rambam, Monifshech. If they killed them because they were Chayimis, so why was Yaakov Avinu so angry with them? He said, oh, Rachum Kios, the awesome Tikosho. And he had reference to the fact that they killed the main inhabitants of Shechem. I mean, they did something wonderful. So what is the terrace? The terrace is, the Rambam only wants to explain that it shouldn't has to show in a period that the children really were what's going to has to have.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what did that mean? So he said they were not in the Ramisar Yitzchem. But, because they were Chayimis, but it doesn't mean that they won't be chuyev to execute every b'neach who is Chayimis. On the contrary, they should have meted out, they should have acted with more achmones towards them. They should have prosecuted them and should have meted out at some punishment, but not after they were able to meet out in this, but they won't be able to do that. So how come, I mean, it's not mentioned in the Gemara that in Vaisheni, the Sanhedrin executed every goy who was in a Vaisheniach, because there is a distinction between the Chiyuv Misa of Yisrael and the Chiyuv Misa of the Neach. The Chiyuv Misa of Yisrael, so let's say, to execute, to meet out skillet to those who are high skillet, meet out slave to those who are high slave, meet out heret, those who are high heret, meet out chenek, those who are high chenek. So that's not as a deterrent. That is in order to give them kapore. So mele, not in order to deter other people, from their mashayitim, the din mise of Meneach is only as a milamuse to deter other people, because if Meneach will steal, will rob, will kill, will commit adultery, will do all terrible things, and they will not be punished, so other people will be encouraged to do all the avodas. You see, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is, וכיצד מצווים הן על הדין חייבים להן שדיונים ושפטים בכל פלח ופלח לא דין בשש מצווה סלו ומחזר הסעום. So he says, לא דין ומחזר הסעום. In other words, to exhort the people not to be able to die from there. So the whole purpose of prosecuting Abayonim Pneneach is in order to deter other people. You see what is happening today in America. Everybody is afraid. Everybody is afraid of Chas V'Sholom getting even innocent people. Are afraid of getting AIDS. Why is there such a situation? Because there is a communist attitude. Everything is mutter. Kolisha Yashem Nebi Asa. Homosexuality, which is an abomination, is muta, I mean, civil rights. So now it has reached a stage that everyone is afraid. Innocent children got it. And then, and the superintendent of the school didn't allow, so there was a demonstration against him. He acted very responsibly. What should he do? He should expose all the other children to AIDS. So if you don't prosecute people who do all kinds of abuses and abominations, so then you encourage everybody to do it. So that's why we are mechuyev to prosecute. Because the Rambam says that we be in the mitzvah of dinim is included an obligation, lehazer us all. So it's not like the mitzvah of the Atah or the Kabecha or the Gabi Abayoni Yisrael. Really, it's for the purpose, not as a return. It's for the purpose of giving them kapora. Mashinkin, by the Neach, the chiyuv of Nisei, there is no chiyuv to execute them. Person can execute them, there's the maximum penalty, but they are not mechuyev to execute them, they are mechuyev to prosecute them, to give them some English. It shouldn't be healthcare. So that's the reason as to why Yaakov Avinu was angry at Shimon Levi. They wanted to deter the other people from these abeiros. They didn't have to kill them. They didn't have to, they could have meted out a milder penalty. Some penalty, not after Nisei. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim, the Baisheni, the Sanhedrin Baisheni, it doesn't seem that they executed all the goyim who are in there as I was in the Neach. Why all of a sudden here? Why all of a sudden here? And you see that Rabbi the Seira even set a trap for him. He even set a trap for him. And after all, this in Kodesh Haibah, Amina, are you allowed to set a trap even for an Akum? If an evil is a Nirshah, that's a plain Nirshah, a trap. And the law of the evil is a Nirshah applies to an Akum also. You're not allowed to give even a Chai to Mineach. So why was Rabbi Yehuda saying that? And then he set a trap for him. He told him, you know, to demand the Aliyah. Demand the Aliyah. So I mean, it's not my derech, but I think that what Ziv Yavetz was a nice Jew, he was a Stalin, and as a matter of fact, Ziv Yavetz, at first he belonged to the Mizrahi, and then he decided to enlist in the Agudas Yisrael. Then he died shortly after the formation of the Agudas Yisrael. So Ziv Yavetz has a theory. He said that the reason as to why they executed him is because he acted as a spy. He acted as a spy for the Romans. So he disguised himself as a Jew and, you know, and the eighth of the Korban Pesach and the Agabuch, and he was able, you know, to get to find out all the confidential information. So that's why the Rabbi didn't say that. Set a trap for him. Wouldn't set a trap, I mean, just in order to execute the Neach, who is in the Neach. There are so many, I mean, who are in the Neach. But he was a spy.
Between Jews, though.
What is that?
There's even Jews that are over in the Neach.
What do you say?
There are even Jews that are over on the neighbor.
And a Jew is either on neighbor is not high Nisa, but the Neach and Akum, who is either on neighbor is high Nisa. I mean, I never mentioned the Yavis, but I think that this is well founded. I mean, in order to understand it more. As a matter of fact, in all the other Mises Beis Din, we don't set a trap. Only one Mechuyev Mises Beis Din is a Mabiyach. So the Mishnah mentions Machnume, Eli, and Meyer Mashish, Amak Bechayev. So he's the only one for whom we set a trap. I mean, this practice that is known in this country upsetting the trap is not a nice practice. It involves a misa, often the evil is in virtue. But when it's done to his spies, so it's because of patrols and precious. Otherwise, you're not allowed to set the trap. And it can be done to misa also in order to be matzil, juice from shmat of our desire. But otherwise, you're not allowed to set the trap, even for the biggest criminal. Unless he's a murderer, so then you are allowed to set a trap. But for another criminal, not a murderer, you're not allowed to set a trap. It involves a misal of the people. So how come the Rebbeim sailor sets a trap for him? I think that Rabbi Yitzchok Halevi in Davis Arashayim says the same thing. I think so, but I'm not sure. Yavetz, I know, says it. But I think that Rabbi Yitzchok Halevi says the same thing. Shokolei Rabbeinu Tzirei, Sholeiloch Rabbeinu Tzirei, the Adbin Tzidin, und Zudosach Pusab Yerushalayim.
Ah, what does that mean?
You need in Tzidin, and your net is spread out in Yerushalayim.
It's a real conflict.
Kafkane Cholash, Kimsit, Shadru Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Rabin, Omre, Zirgei, Maidinei. So the Rabbeinu sent from Yeshua Ben Rabin to find out his condition of Kafkane. Ose, we came there, Ashtel Nochnach. So he found out that Rafkana was installed. Karl Bush. Why? Because he was a talent of Rafkana. So, because he was certainly from Tlochem, Rafkana. The Adil Karache, Uboch, Dios, Omule Yoch Napshe, Omule Hu, and Noble Kami, Umeitzi Vibo Huxir. In other words, one is not allowed to tell that somebody was nifta. But if he has to tell, so then he should tell it indirectly. He should not say it explicitly. Geichenen chakukoye nofak mikiris. He went out to the village. Kiose ambulay. In other words, that the chitin are good, on the hand, no, they were not your face. So then, he didn't even say it, on the hand, say it not your face. I mean, the same thing here. You shouldn't mention something that is not good. Omolei tzeyuk, but seyrem isus nuachamerim. Because seyrem is imachol behemis. You see that seyrem da teven isus nuachamerim. By havel vema, but he has to tell the fact. Yishtaket nasu chitin yomis. Iname adoshi nasu yomis. It's machlor. Alright. The Rashi. Yukasapu of Kunus, Lopnai, Rechayu, in his new Lokoyal Nakoko today, in his Havanati, Silkshi, Rechayu, Yishal Nai, will be at the Bibliom Sailor, or the Layaway, Sopu Nai, Altu, Nai, the Kevisoyo. I also claim on the day I did see the Kedis, I let you know that you will see a commission at the Eastern Hillet Yopel in Akosh, Van Sati Dominic McKay. My Kamon, Adavaz, the Shibon, for the movie team, Shinri, I need you not a token, Shmai, the real, the home, Shmai, the Akhen, I will not have Miss Washington. Date my dinner date with Daman Yisabe. I will travel after the Shibon, my other heavy needs in the bomb. Not the question we find, I mean that is...
He didn't want to say that the chitim are there.
Yeah, that's right.
So he said, so all my good, the negative, and the great thing, yeah.
So he certainly was not fools like a Jew. And then he came and he said that he was Jewish. And because of that, the Chachamim let him So he's not a liar. But if somebody comes and says, I'm Jewish, he's not. He says, no, no. You can't invite us in any of the problems in the He has been the Shavuot, because most of the Jews, most of the people who lived in Yerushalayim were Jewish. There were very few people, some major reasons why the Chachamim believed that God, because he has been the Shavuot. But what is Namah when he comes and says he is Jewish? The Amalai is Zil or Yisi Basna. Basna. The Chayim Mahavu, the Ozal Kamei, the Rabbi, the Amal is the Yalti Bene in Aksin. Amalai, Namah Atalus is Aksin Ho. Because Shabya Nafshah Tichad Yisrael. We have an enemy which says the Mecho. Why not? Because it's the Mecho Achamata. He says it's the art of being an action, that means Jews has no Jews. But these are being sold. He has no notes, because Shabbat Nash is still being sold. But these are being sold. He has no money. Why do we get the money? Because it's the Mecho Achamata. Then an Achamata doesn't get the money. So maybe the autonomous issue is the Mecho. Behind the machine, the motor, so we see that his children are mutalar duko. But if our is that one is not allowed, that one is not normal, so how can his children be allowed to be body called? Why should the Muslim Himal is oil? We hold the Oma be a Hilait, we should go to the Oma, Hilan, Yohel, Kabanu, Talmud Lema, it's called the Mubat Akloch. So it's mashma that he's not going. Also, my own, the Mubat Akloch, Babosi, Shinoch, the Labo, hey, Nemon the Nikes in Boyoma
is heard.
Is heard. Αν είναι μήκος απλώς, άπλ γάμπι δί, είναι αλλιώς η κρυβό. Όνοι οι κλές ο δε άλλοι τα βοσκόρη που το βέα. Βότι δί να άτ, δεν πιστεύει μόλι ο τρέτ, εκός η κομπέζα και με μήκρε είδες η δί ο ο τρέτ. Σο δεν πιστεύει μόλι ο τρέτ, που είσαι μόλι χίλιοι τρέτ. In other words, Maybe he told Rabbi Lipseret that he partook of the clay. Oh, now the question arises, we see that Rabbi Lipseret didn't go to Yerushalayim for Pesach.
Right.
So how
do you know? He didn't know that it was a clay of itself.
Say, it's not a question. Whether the good enter the clay or enter the dust. Now, only in a dress so Dali is gone. In a deed, Dali is not gone. So, so apparently here, it was a clay. Why a clay? So how did the people say that knowing that it was a clay? If he didn't know, he couldn't have given, he couldn't have set up the trap. Then he says, either because Rape is Chayim on the clay, or because the guru told him with himself that he ate a clay, not a heat. Then the kashe, this is the kashe, but how is it that Rabbi Yisera stayed in Yitzhim for Pesach? If he had gone to Yerushalayim, so he himself could have told the Chacham in Yerushalayim. He didn't have to set a trap for him. So apparently he stayed in his city, he didn't go to Pesach. Yeshlema Barbu Yisrael Shalom in the Bible. Yeshlema Shalom in Kalki. Now the Ayyoche that yes, anyone who doesn't have Kalki now Israel is not a lot of real. It's a special source of course. Riachmi Mish'altzich is mentioned by Yil Rebbe. So only one who is Kalkin Altzichorel is Rabban Salochet in Chayini. That Riachmi Mish'altzich is mentioned in connection with the Yil Rebbe. Only one who is there to is Kalkin is not here to go to the Yil Rebbe. Sholish Pon Mashon, but one of them that Kalkin out. He says the reason as to why he didn't go to Yerushalayim for Pesach is because he didn't have Kalki. He didn't have Kalki. Oizok noyo, shin yochil halal b'radlo.
He's going in.
So, in other words, he was Izok. So, what is open? There is no door is open from being here. But a chidir, one who because the Chida could, so he cannot walk normally. He's put up a special Zerzakosu. A special Zerzakosu. So he didn't say that because of old age, he couldn't walk. So maybe he was put of going to heaven. He says, the potter of Pesach Munyali. He's put of Kom Pesach Pul, just as he's put of the Mitzvah. Now the question is, the Gemara mentions Kavanas Halacha Kol Yishen Kakol Echot Shem Kalki is Potter because the Pesach Liachol Nishalta but the Pesach is Kavu Kol Pesach and the Yochol Halab Ranot is the Sakos of the Gavri Meichat Yisrael in Gavri Pesach. That's the Kashi. So some say this shiki is that all those are but all three are also for the compass. But the Tzlach says something very, very good. He says, this doesn't mean that all the children of Riyah apply to compass. What does Riyah to do with compass? What does compass do with Riyah? But this is Kashi, Rechatrile, was not for the beauty of Mesirah Shalayim, but why was it to say for the beauty of Mesirah Shalayim, Shalayim Hikrit Pesach? Why did he say it is? Why did he mention Red at all? The Avera of not being Makrit Kom Pesach is Mochamo, to not being Ilrei. Ilrei was in Eneset. There was no Kores, but not to be Makrit Kom Pesach, you have Kores. Only two Eses for each three Kores. And all, he doesn't mow himself, is Chayv Kores, and one is not Makrit Pesach, is Chayv Kores. So the Avera of not being Makrit Kom Pesach is Mochom, than the Avera of not being Ilrei. Why the space says the Kashe? For the beauty of Mesirah shall be all the Bible. Why the Bible? Shall we meet with Pesach? No, that's very sympathetic. On Pesach there is a loche that if somebody is the Yerach Hecheik or Yerach Pesach, he doesn't have to be Makrit. He can be Makrit Pesach Shein if he was Yerach Hecheik. And if Tzidu was Yerach Hecheik, was Yerach Hecheik in Amidin or Lechutz? If Yerach Pesach, he was more than 15 years, than 15 years from the Rosh Hashanah. Midin, Mitzilin was more than 15 years from the Rosh Hashanah. It's Mitzilin. So, some of my lay was better of compass. But, taste is kind of success. Taste is kashi is, after all, he was in Chuyah today in the Rebbe too. The Ptur of the Archeiko is the Aloch in Ptur and Kompas. There is no Ptur of the Archeiko in the Rebbe. Sholei Shpomim Vashono in Roi Kol Tzvukho Esnea Yishemo Lekecho. Esnea Yishemo Lekecho. So, doesn't say that the Archeiko is Potter. The Archeiko is Potter, it doesn't say it. So, some Meile, this Kashi is, how is it that the Rebbe Meseire wasn't in Kanin, the Mitzvah of Shomei Shlomim Vashomei, the Roi Kol Tzvukho? Now, and if he would have been kind of Mitzvah, so he would have to be out of Pesach in Yerushalayim anyway, because of Ilrei. Once he is in Yerushalayim, because of the Mitzvah of Ilrei, so he would be Mechuyot in Makrit Kom Pesach too, so he would be in Yerushalayim. That's the discussion. He was there, it's not. As far as Ilrei is concerned, it's possible that because we're really Kalki, or he's Zokin or Yosh, and Yochla Allah Baray, that's a Pturo in Yerushalayim. That's a Pturo in Yerushalayim. That's a Pturo in Yerushalayim. So, it's a Pturo in Yerushalayim. And then, as far as from Pesach, so there are Chayko. So we can understand this why the Jews and Syria stayed home. In Amei, Mitzilin Chutz Lorotz. And the Mitzvah of Sholish Gomim Bashona Yehoi Kol Tzvukho is incumbent only upon those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Not those who live in Chutz Lorotz. It's a bit Chiddush here. I heard Shina. But Mitzilin Chutz Lorotz, Pilmucha Vizikil Parashrei, Vein Tad Yerushalme, Vierach Vaki Vikalmi Garachino, Targing the others on it sitting the katisve. So that's our chino asho asho is what's what? Asho asho is what's what? Now, is there any more than a hernia? No, there is no. It's not necessary. Now, here this says that shall we have a car. So I saw the name of the car. The good, the good. The Gros says there is a riot from the morning Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Beis. Daf Tzadik Beis. And Pirat Chayim. That the Bureau of Seira did not have Kavakinas. It's not just, you know, a possibility. There's a riot in Foreshis that the Bureau of Seira did not have Kavakinas. Why? Because the morning Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Beis discusses the episode that is mentioned in Yecheskel, the Meisim Shehachil Yecheskel, Shehachil Yecheskel, that's the Haftorah of Shabbos Chalamid Pesach, Shabbos Chalamid Pesach, the Meisim Hayichlu Atzom Yisrael, so Yecheskel was Mechayim. So Roman Roma said that it's a Moshe. Omar to the Jude ben Psir al-Rablo, the Omar, no Moshe, it's not a Moshe. This happened in the Wamesi, and Yecheskel was Mechayim them, he resurrected them. Vanini bnei bneiem, the Jude ben Psir said. Omar to the building of Sira or Aklo, the Omar will not show you. And the MS, Vanini Bnevneyem, I am going to send it.
Oh, these dry bones.
What?
These dry bones,
yeah. And they have his elect. So that means he couldn't have come. Because how could any Jew have come in his heart? Very simple. He inherited from his father. And his father inherited from the grandfather. And the grandfather inherited it from the great-grandfather. Now, he was a descendant of great beings, so he says, all the way out is all, Vinosu Moshi, Vinidu Bonu Bonis, Vamini Bnevne. So he was their descendant of the marriage that took place after the war of Israel. So in other words, so that ancestor who died and were resurrected, so when they died the first time, they died two times. But when they died the first time, so their karke was inherited by the children they had then. Then when they were resurrected, they had no karke. And when the singer was their descendant of the second marriage, how could they have karke? So it's impossible that you have to have. So that's why we okay, also because he's a descendant of Jews who had the Chilut Yisrael, but he lost it. Because when he died, so he descended to his children that he had then. And a human sailor was a descendant of the second marriage. So he couldn't have got. Hakukore, Pirish Anachanando Seika, the Yadi Pirish, Mua Hakukore, Seika Yosha, Rabbi, Ta'achle de Rabchile, Rav was the son of the father of Rabchiye and the son of the sister of Rabchiye. Now, Rav has told me that he says a father married his sister has to show. But it's Rav explained, Rav Barachse and Barachse Rabchiye, Aide Odu Shel Rav, Aide, was the father of Rav. Oh, he shall have here all your
sins. Now, he
was the come this matter. So, I there, the Hone, the Shire, and Marse, the Rabchile, Kure, Bnei, the Rabach, and Chat, Rab. So, I there, and the Rabchile were brothers, brothers, half brothers, from the same father, from the same father. The Ine Shehoiso Ine Shel Rav is a Chesi Shel Rabchiye Hoiso Noi. So Ine was married to Aide, but Ine was not a sister Chesi Shel Rav Aide. She was what is called a stepsister, you know. A stepsister. A stepsister is allowed. A stepsister is allowed. So Mele, Rav's mother was a sister of Rabchiye through the mother, And Rav's father, Alve, was a brother of the Priyatilephan. So the father was happy father, and the mother was happy sister of the Priy. So Rav barach to the Priy, who barach said, Kisol for Rosso, Omale, I the Kayam. And he made cotton, the girsim is not I the Kayam, but Abba Kayam. Omale, in the Kayamis. Omale, in the Kayamis. Omale, I the Kayam. Again, he made cotton, the girsim is Abba Kayam. So in other words, he didn't want to say it expressly that his father died, Rav's, the priest's brother died, and Rav's father, the priest's brother died. So he said it indirectly.
So
he had to observe this, but he was Shmuel Chayke like this, is Yema Shmuel. If it is Shmuel Chaybo, so then Yema Shmuel ki Yema Misa. If it is Shmuel Chaybo, he's not going to observe real Averis. Only Shoachas is made Averis. What is Shmuel Chaybo? If it's within 30 days of the Misa. But if it's more than 30 days after the Misa, so then it's Shmuel Chayko, and that was Shmuel Chayko. So he only had to observe Abeles one shot. Amar Lishamai Chaleis Limanali. So he told Zayin to the Chaleis Limanali, Vahilich, Kelei Achai Bis Americas. Shmanu no Tlat. Shmanu no Abelos of Nurs Asano. O Shmanu no Shmuel Chayko Neges El Nimechot. And it doesn't have to be a full day. Ushmamun on Yisayei Kikulei. Now the Rashi. Rav barachto barachse zebkhiya. I will get high up so that I bought it for Khiya Yemna. Tamu to it comes in a room. I will be honey to see him in the house of the Khiya Kulut in the Rabach and the Khafka. You may show see me Shara, I think you saw the כי סול מקרב, אם זה לא מגובר את הסכויות של הבחיר שם. אומר הבחיר, רב, היו הבריחו, כיום? אומר רב, אם הקיים, אם לא שישיר, תראי מראה שאתה משהו הלובי, שאל הלובי, שעתי אחיס. אומר לי, הבחיר לרב, אם האחיס קיימס? אומר רב, אל תקיים, ועודי כלום כיום, הוא עדיין שישיחו, ומלווה, צורה של אקספרמנס, but it's not that Rav said in an affirmative way, it's immakayemes. My mother is alive. Okay. Not adakayem, in an affirmative way, but in an interrogative way, he said. When he said adakayem, so he said immakayemes. Why don't you ask me about the mother? He said immakayemes. Amari. I kind of have a father, why don't you ask me about the father? Then he says, Ye Shemri, in a chuset, in a affirmative way. Hoya Mishir Rab, and Mishir Mishir, Kishiyabi Nakhval. Because of the Rashi rejects the Rashi. Because then, if you comply, the Rab uttered an untruth, even for a moment, because of the Rina Lima, שיהיה יצירה והשקע מפי. Because we talking the girls is other kind, not higher kind. Other kind.
What's the
on my way, Imakayemes. On my way, Imakayemes. On my way, other kind. Other kind, you see how it is said. Now, that then there is the girls of the Rach. So, other kind. On my way, not inokanyas, but avatara. Amale, then he has the inokaimo. Amale, inokaimo. This is the guess of the our guess is avatara and rapse, inokanyas. Whether in a relative way or in a affirmative way, but he said inokanyas. But Rav feels he is, when he said avakayam, so Rabban said avakayam, when he asked, inokayam is kayamo, so he answered, inokayam. So he gives us the Osha, Pirech, a Pirechol already, inokayam, in other words, so according to the Rav's Gils in Rav's Pshat, the Pirech about his father, the previous father, who was the grandfather of Rav. So Shoalami, he knew Kayam. So Rav answered, Abba Kayam, my father is alive. In other words, thus implies your father is not there. The Rabbi should show him Rav Kayam, the Hindi. Or if he hears a story, the Priya Shah Alabi, the hears a story means our blessing. But Tasteless apparently had in our blessing, the hears the way the Priya is in Midgar, which is different from the hears here. In other words, not that the Priya said, I did. But other kind. And so, on my way, other kind. Not either kind, but other kind. So, yes, I saw it. The Priya Shah Alabi, Inukaya, the ancient Levad, Inukayas. So, what he means in the yes, I saw it, he means not Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Kirse and the Rachsashat. This is how the Mashiach explains the cases. In other words, of course, according to Rashi's Kirse and Rashi's Pshat, so it's very simple. It's very simple as to why the Gemara has to mention Rav Barachit and the Priori Barachit. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so the inquiry by Raphael was in respect to Rav's father and Rav's mother, who were the priest, the mother, and the priest's sister. But we can accept the Gilsay in our Gemara, the way it appears in its copy, not Ivan, but Abo, and explain it in accordance with the Rav's Pshat, even though the Rav's Pshat relates to the Rav's Gilsay. But the same pshat can apply to our blessing. So then, it means like this. Omalei, Abba Kayam, the Priya said to Rav, Abba, my father, your grandfather, is alive. Omalei, Imo Kayamis, your mother is alive. On the way, Inokayemes, my mother is alive. On the way, Avokai, your father is alive. So in other words, so you understood that both things were not true. You see, if you just ask for him, the Priya Shah Alok, if you just ask for him, if we apply the Rach's Pshat to our Gilsay, you see, the Rach's Pshat, the Rach applies his Pshat to his Gilsay, but we can apply the Rach's Pshat to our Gilsay too.
In our
the way it appears in its God, not highly the Bible. Or the Gilsay, sorry, the Priya Shah Alev, Inukaya, the Ishit Levad, Inukayanis. Perush imu shal rabi kayamis. Lirotza lehoshi abakayam. Shalom yitra rabkhiye. begins by Hashem in Shiva, al Mashe Shoal, the Kore Yunshe, we are the Abbot. Now the question is this, why, according to the Gilsa in our spot, so, and if we explain it like the Rachas Pshat, even in our Gilsa, so the question of Isaiah is, why did the Rav have to tell him your mother is alive? He could have told him, my father is alive, other time. And the answer is no, because if he had told him other is Kayan, so then Rav Chiya would think that he meant the grandfather, That's why he said, in the parents, your mother is alive. The Jewish Mishra Mashal, the Kalim Shalabi, Adahad, the Kachkos, and more, the Rav Barachbe, Barachse. That's why it was necessary for the Lord to mention the Rav Barachbe, Barachse, the Rav Chiya, the Torah Steiner, the Lama mentioned it. Now, here, Rashi's Pshat, and the Yesh Inyan Pshat, which Rashi rejects. So we go on to another question. You see, the Yesh Inyan say that Rav answered in affirmative way. Rashi rejects it. Why does that answer it? Because, Koshe Deina Rina Shreitzi Rav Var Shekha Miki. So what is the answer? So why did the Yesh Inyan say it? Because it was only Vasheka for one moment, because then Rav Chiya would realize. But Rashi holds that even if Vasheka for one moment is not a nice thing either. Ahu de'omar, deyudim. There is a certain person who was accustomed to say of every little thing, I want to go to the Intor. To go to the Intor. Amre Shmanim and Udon Kose. Ich see Don Wedding in the Yachot Shit in Israel. Haruya the Kozo Roma Akif Yame assist me to Rosa of big palaces, homes, and the shore of the sea. What could ask the food in his room cause? Ich see Bunu Michel Yamu Mishkan. Oh, I rush. Halut in the Nalan Sada Wachbachit, the Lakila Akhari Samuel Khalid. Lambda Wachtam Mishadu Shishmu Khaiko Shah Shishmu in Eris, and in the home, so she did Kulei. In so she called him Kulei, you don't away, the Lakila Akhari Samuel Khalid, you can have the Moho, how Mishaka died. הגוד עד כל הדיידים יכול גם לעשות מעט מתשולל ממודם או אם אתה מתגול את דיידים נשמע תיבר גם תיבר לא אני לא מסיבור את הניתור ואיך בי צ'ירי על זה עקיד ים האסיס נגולתי עשה כדרי נצימו לו נתחל כמו נתנסו נסקיבן על הסס הים ביטום נגול המשטרה בסס הים ובשביל סגים לצוסי עקיד ים האסיס נגולתי ומפירש ככה למשטר בסס הים ואתה מצנוי משל סס הים So the bushes that are considered beautiful on the shore of the sea, in other places they wouldn't be considered good. The Russian Zehobu, Sneb Roshna Rami Asne, Grosh means something very poor, Brusen. Now you know, the Hashmi carrying on the Kulaon, the water room. Lord, bring it up, bring it up, may I come to know something, bring it to my Lord. So, he need to be shaped. So let him be bringed in the 6th hour. To him tell him this reason, that in the mitzvahs, need to be tzavfeh. To see how we know the Allah, of this reason, that mitzvahs, so it's mentioned in the Braise, in connection with Mithas Milet. Jak si tak máš tím zimu celou sejmu, ty tajný kolem kvůli košají milé, ale že si zima dymu nic vez, že nemá jašma bomba bejkel. So why would come me suddenly that he has to make the decay in the night? Let him make the decay in the morning. Be sure she knew what on the tree would tell him they are near lot of the DJ. That's why Khan was happy that he should be the DJ at night. Now Rash, they would have made a day and what do they eat to the Masnis in the Ahok and the other Rabbon and the Raisi, come to know some material about the oil. You got here, you should show you this. You should also show you about this Hamon. נחוואר קומן, שלא חומד, מידי קומן תחילה שאין תקן מסורי דרנות, לא מולד ומקולה הרי, כדי שאין מיהם לא מאוהו מתלית חוץ אל מסיסנן ושיש במה, אבל השם תקשב, מידי קצת פה, כי כאקדום המזריזים קדש קונד על מילה, ובזכות זה דאברון, שלא יש מהרום הביתה, שאולים תנה לנצח חמור, ומקום מוקים בלי לא מולדים, Rashma from the Baker is mentioned in connection with the Akele. So, he saw when she was meeting on his hammer. So, every time with a shachar, he started. He started the trick. But, the wire lay. There are no level of DJ the wire. And the day marks here. The thing I need, the day I need, or the other come on me, the people, she needs for signing, אמר הבעלי, הוא כך הייצור מן רבונן, איתי איזה סדר, עוד לא מן, תגידני, ועוד הרפיס החדימי, ולביף תביא מדיוק הרפיס המנג הרס, כאילו ממש הוא השמלתי, יוסר אימי אמיץ. ולביף תביא מייסים מדיוסים קובריס, תהירות לילס, ולעשי ססי משמל בגיור ותה, וקריס חנג אבוסו, ולציע שלושה עושה של פריסס אבוסו, והוא לא יפיק הסכומי. מלטיס, שם ריאש מרום הבית כבינתינה, אין חנוך החמה על כל נצריז מלגים ומצס. תום זה קוסיק עובדה כדה, תאו איזה פנוחה, נצריז מלגים ומצס. ונגדים מצרי מצדך, ומפיר לדענו שיהו כבבוי מהלכור, ותם תוכן בלי צליחי בלילה. So maybe he would have done it at night too, but you're not supposed to. וישרי מהגו חנוך אחים כל דעה כדה, לא ימין מהגו יצליחי בלילה, ישרי מצרי מצוקי, וישרי מאוד בלילה. ועושם דיבור חול, מוכח מביישקי, עבור בבייקר תכסיב, גביצדני, ואויו מצווה ויחידי אויו, ויחידי אויו שלבוצו של יאו במפאות רצובי. בואו נמיין רב נחם, בניצחו, המס כאילו בייץ לחדירי, ועבורסו רב מילידי, או המס כאילו בייץ, תכניר על ידי הוא, תשיס חומץ, או ידעו לו על הסליח על ידי, וייסור על ידי, וישו סיכון. או בסליח על ידי, בקוס תסניס פוזש, תושב, המאס כבר איך עד לא הסליח על עשי סלום זוזי, סוליו עטו, ובסליח על. סוליו עשיז נאו, בליז נאו, קרס קונדנס, הוסו נאו מרב משאר שיהיה מזוזי חדס הדור, בסליח על ידי דעקים. הולכם מה? אמרו, רב נחם, אני צורכים יומם, המאס דבי חברי, נמעט שלום נוסף, ומפריחס, חול הרבוסו, המאס דבי, מי שמוסו מפריחס, חול הרבוסו, על השכל, על הציר רשי, Yeah. מזכיר את ידי החומש בעלי שלם, ישוש כל שעתה בעלי שלם, ואז עשו מזוזה, אביר מצעורי רמי, חיוס אדון, כשמי שמעותי, וכסיד בי סחור, יוס או נכנס ויהי ציבור. אבל בו חייתי כסחומת רבו, אם משום בעלי רואי בעלי מוצאי, עונה לי כמה ניסד עלי בידוד העומרי, ונסיר דייתי מיני, ומאש גלי, כי אחרי, ביום האחרון, כנראה כדו בין סרטים, ורבון מידע צרדיקה, ויחשתי כי הידע בני מכל רעי, תראי עזרה ומיתו. שהיא הרעשת את ניסי עשית, שאני כמור עושה את תמור, חמאס כבר יש חדרי, אם את שאני מושל מפריחס, חורה מושל, אם ניסי עש מפריחס, took place before the beginning of the 14th, before the sunset of the 13th, so then our master in Aten was the matter for our master at the time of the sunset of the 13th, so the matter has not been delivered to the Seichel, so then when the Seichel arrives at sunset of the 13th, and at that time he didn't have the matters as yet. So Amzun was a tower of the Chayim, but the master, so is the master's responsibility. Dimish was from Matthias for our boss or our Seichel. If the sunset of the 13th took place after the removal of the kings, so then when the evening of the 14th began, in whose rishus was it? In the Seichel's rishus. So maybe he is the chiyuvim. But Rashi says here one thing, it is a big chiyuvim. And all the rishonim achirish. Misicha misiras matteach ukinen aschiras. Bimacho yidosa matteach nichmas lo aboso cholo chiyuvim sabdike. Our master, שעדיין היו ברשוסי, ואף אותי שמוסר לביין, כמו חולו חיבור, כמו חולו חיבור. Now, let's see the thesis. Our master in the day, with me on the day, אין לי פרש הטעם, כי אם נשאר היו, ואני לא חליבה את זה, הוא חייב לי. כבר אני לא קט מסר אחד ביהודה לו, אפילו ביהודים, ישראל ומאס למעלתם מלמידי. וכך מפורשים תכניר לידינו, יכול להיות חיובי כשואה אחס, כמו שהזכירו, ומה ישראל למזוזה, יעקב יכולתי כמו שהזכיר להסליח להסליח למזוזה, ודוח את מזוזה חדוש הדור, אבל אם אפילו לא יבין מזכירו, לא יכול להיות למזוזה, שלא ניתור משם ביהודה לו. אבל כמו חומץ, יעשו אחר, So there you would be required to be made. In Shemash HaMakteyach, Kresh HaShet, in Shemash HaMakteyach, Kene, Kese Kine Nischias, Kene Yomri, Dohom Abin Rube, Kishim Shikar Kanikin, Kese, Mishkar Bechazoke, Kach Schias Kar Kanikin, Kese, ולעמדים אלים אנו נשאר את המפתח. אלו כמאן דאמר לו חולי חזיק את מי, והמלוטה פה, שפטיס ישראל, כסס, מכיר הסקר, כסו נשאר את המפתח הסגנת הכי. The only significance of נשאר את המפתח is like this, if he doesn't handle the keys, if the macro doesn't handle the keys to the king, so then the king can only make king chazoke, the king chazoke will be effective. If the machne, the meicher, set him le chazek with me. But if the meicher handed over the keys to the king, so then he doesn't have to say le chazek with me. Because the mere handing over of the keys amounts to a statement of le chazek. Giving him the keys, what does it mean? Borrowing the miles in the house. But the handing over the keys itself does not change title. So the same thing should be true by schools, that the handing over the keys should not change title. So the world is not the only thing that can be started, okay? Kassler's Haken, King Kessel. Well, I'm ruined in the hand of the sales of the air. I look at my mama, when he has it with me, and I'm ruined by Paul. And Paul is free, the hawker, she must lay on the air. The Lord has it. When we see it, you're in the air, which is how the dollar, how it's vintage. The AC is in the other material, and it becomes vintage. Minimum is the other material, base is London, after and higher than if it will be taken. Hello, that the Kisharit and Hazel to buy his keys. So Kaiser says that the Messiah's Matea is important not because that gives him title. That's Kashi. All the Shemi Machin has. Messiah's Matea does not give him title. Messiah's Matea is only considered like the equivalent of the statement, Lech Hazel to Kim. Because by handing over the keys, He implies that he authorizes him to make a king chazan. That's all. But until he's marzik, he doesn't acquire title in the bias. So why is he says Matriach is important? Because if he gives him all the keys, so that means that the Sefer has access to the house. So the Melech, if he got the keys before the sunset of the 13th, so that means by the time when the king takes effect.